The Montessori Toddler by Simone Davies has transformed countless parents' relationships with their children since its publication. Beloved by celebrities like Beyoncé and endorsed by child development experts worldwide, this practical guide has sold over 1 million copies and been translated into 25 languages. What makes it revolutionary? Davies challenges the terrible twos narrative, instead presenting toddlers as curious, capable humans in a sensitive period of development. Her approach resonates deeply with parents seeking respectful alternatives to traditional discipline methods, offering a framework that honors children's independence while providing the guidance they need to thrive. Toddlers are often misunderstood. We label them difficult or terrible when they're simply exploring their world with limited communication skills and minimal impulse control. Traditional approaches using threats, bribes, and timeouts leave many parents feeling uncomfortable, yet alternatives can be hard to find. What if we could see toddlers differently? These small humans possess remarkable qualities that make them delightful companions. They live fully in the present moment, noticing details adults often miss. Their absorbent minds allow them to effortlessly acquire language and knowledge. They're incredibly capable when given appropriate opportunities, changing clothes, helping with tasks, recognizing patterns in their environment. Toddlers act with complete innocence and authenticity. Their actions are impulsive, but never malicious. They don't hold grudges, bouncing back quickly from upsets and readily forgiving adults who apologize. Their directness and honesty, sometimes embarrassingly so, make them refreshingly free of pretense or hidden agendas. Between 18 months and 3 years, toddlers experience what Montessori called the crisis of self-affirmation as they begin to understand their separate identity from their parents. This developmental phase is marked by their need to say no and their emerging use of the word I, signaling their desire for autonomy. The Montessori approach offers a framework that respects children as capable individuals while providing appropriate guidance. Like gardeners, we plant seeds, provide optimal conditions, observe carefully, adjust when needed, and then allow our children to grow in their own direction. This approach encourages curiosity, teaches us to truly see and accept children without judgment, and helps us stay connected even when setting necessary boundaries. Dr. Maria Montessori, one of Italy's first female doctors in the late 1800s, developed her educational method while working with disadvantaged children in Rome. Through scientific observation, she created materials and approaches that helped children with disabilities outperform their peers on state examinations. Her first Casa dei Bambini, children's house, opened in 1907 in Rome's slums, providing care for children while parents worked. The method quickly gained international recognition and now spans over 20,000 schools worldwide, including 4,500 in the United States, educating notable alumni like Google's founders and Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Montessori continued developing her Education for Life until her death in 1952. Traditional education follows a top-down, one-size-fits-all approach where teachers dictate what and when children learn. Montessori education creates a dynamic relationship between child, adult, and environment. Materials are arranged sequentially from simplest to most complex, allowing children to work at their own pace according to their interests. The adult observes each child's progress and introduces new materials when mastery is demonstrated, providing just enough assistance before stepping back. Several key principles define the Montessori approach. The prepared environment emphasizes careful preparation of spaces before children arrive, with activities thoughtfully selected to be challenging enough to engage children, but not so difficult that they become discouraged. Children possess an intrinsic motivation to learn that doesn't require external direction. Learning deepens when children use their hands, moving from passive to active engagement. As Montessori noted, intelligence develops further when paired with manual exploration. Sensitive periods are windows when children show particular interest and aptitude for specific skills, like language, movement, or order. During these periods, learning happens effortlessly. From birth until age 6, children effortlessly absorb information from their environment, what Montessori called the absorbent mind. Until age 3, this absorption happens completely unconsciously. Montessori balances freedom and limits, Children have freedom of choice, movement, and will within clear boundaries that teach respect for themselves, others, and their environment. The principle, help me to help myself, encourages children's natural drive toward independence. Children want to contribute and be part of family and society. Their satisfaction comes from accomplishing tasks themselves. Montessori respects each child's unique developmental timeline, recognizing differences in energy levels, focus, and learning modalities. Teachers treat children with the same respect given to adults, in how they speak to children, ask permission before touching them, and honor their developmental journey. Observation forms the foundation of the Montessori approach. True observation means watching factually, like a camera, noting only what you see, children's movements, language, posture, and actions. This reveals where children are developmentally, their interests, what they're working to master, and when they might need guidance or limits. Montessori activities support the whole child, physical, intellectual, emotional, and social development. These activities address toddlers' needs for developing various hand skills, grasping, reaching across the middle of their body, hand-to-hand transfer, carrying objects, practicing gross motor movement, self-expression, and communication. What makes an activity truly Montessori? They typically target one skill at a time, use natural materials like wood that engage all senses, have a clear beginning, middle, and structure, and are complete with all necessary pieces. They're organized in individual trays or baskets containing everything needed for the task, encourage mastery through repetition, and allow children freedom to choose what interests them. When presenting Montessori activities, adults should break tasks into small steps, use precise and slow hand movements, avoid talking during demonstrations, show slow hands, omit words, handle objects as the child would need to, and offer minimal help. This approach allows children to observe clearly and master activities at their own pace, stepping in only when they show frustration or request assistance. Eye-hand coordination activities progress developmentally, from removing rings from pegs up to 12 months, to sequencing rings by size, then matching colored rings to corresponding pegs, and eventually stringing beads of decreasing size. Posting activities teach object permanence as children learn to release objects into containers. Opening and closing activities using purses, jars, and lockboxes refine dexterity, while pegboards with elastic bands and nuts and bolts activities develop fine motor skills. Music and movement are fundamental human needs present across all cultures. Children naturally respond to music even when adults aren't musically talented. Movement opportunities should include running, jumping, skipping, climbing, balancing, and ball play, ideally outdoors in various weather conditions. There is no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing. Practical life activities involve everyday tasks that adults might consider chores, but toddlers find deeply engaging. Dr. Montessori observed that children naturally want to care for themselves, others, and their environment, so she introduced child-sized tools to help them succeed. These activities teach sequences, build independence, and have a calming effect on active children. Though tasks take longer with toddler helpers and results may be imperfect, children gradually master these skills. Arts and crafts in Montessori focus on self-expression, movement, and material exploration rather than creating perfect end products. As Dr. Montessori noted, the goal isn't necessarily producing artists, but developing children with an eye that sees, a soul that feels, and a hand that obeys. Toddlings experience a sensitive period for language acquisition, eagerly absorbing rich, precise vocabulary that can last a lifetime. Rather than limiting ourselves to basic terms, we can introduce specific names for vehicles, front-end loader, mobile crane, birds, trees, and other categories. When teaching language to toddlers, the Montessori approach uses a three-period lesson, naming objects, recognition games, and eventually asking, "What is this?" only when children have mastered the vocabulary. For toddlers under 6, books should reflect their concrete understanding of the world. Stories about daily activities, like shopping, visiting grandparents, or getting dressed. The Montessori philosophy recommends waiting until children are over 6 to introduce fantasy, especially scary fantasy, as younger children may not distinguish between reality and imagination. nature provides essential sensorial experiences for toddlers. As Montessori wrote, let the children be free. Let them run outside when it is raining. Let them remove their shoes when they find a puddle of water. These natural experiences create powerful, lasting memories that connect children to the earth. Each area of the home can incorporate Montessori principles with thoughtful adaptations. The entrance needs low hooks for the child's belongings, a shoe basket, storage for seasonal items, a low mirror with small table, and a bench for independent shoe management. The living room benefits from low shelves for activities, with higher shelves for older siblings, a child-sized table and chair near a window, and floor mats to define activity spaces. The kitchen should include accessible child-sized dishes and utensils, real, not plastic, a learning tower or step stool, child-sized cleaning tools, appropriate food preparation implements, a water source for independent drinking, and easy-access healthy snacks. The eating area works best with child-accessible seating, small pitchers for self-service, cleaning supplies for inevitable spills, and visual guides for table setting. For bedrooms, a floor mattress or low bed allows independent access, with minimal quiet activities and books nearby. The bathroom should be adapted for toddler independence, with a standing changing area that introduces the concept of toilet use, a low step for reaching the sink and bath, accessible soap and toiletries sized for small hands, a child height mirror, a basket for dirty clothes, low towel hooks, and small refillable bottles for bath products that children can manage themselves. For arts and crafts, provide accessible quality materials in small drawers or on ready-to-use trays. Create an inviting reading nook with forward-facing bookshelves or ledges that display book covers, or use a simple book basket. Limit the selection and rotate books regularly. Provide comfortable seating options like beanbags, cushions, low chairs, or floor mats, preferably near a window for natural reading light. Beyond room-specific adaptations, several overarching principles guide Montessori home setup. Managing clutter requires regularly rotating toys and materials, keeping only what currently engages the child while storing or passing along unused items. Create coziness with natural materials, cultural elements, handmade items, and vintage pieces that add warmth without clutter. Design spaces that foster independence by making necessary items accessible and removing unsuitable objects. Continuously adjust the environment based on observation of where children need help, creating yes spaces that minimize the need for constant correction. A thoughtfully prepared Montessori home environment offers numerous benefits. It encourages children's participation in daily life, fosters independence, creates peaceful spaces for the entire family, builds concentration through reduced clutter and focused activities, develops appreciation for beauty, teaches responsibility for possessions, and helps children absorb their cultural context. Building curious children requires several essential ingredients: trust in the child, rich learning environments, adequate time, a secure emotional base, and fostering wonder. 7 principles can guide our approach: following the child's interests, encouraging hands-on learning, including children in daily life, slowing down to their pace, helping them develop independence, encouraging creativity, and using observation to understand their needs. Following the child means respecting their unique timeline and interests, whether that's exploring lighthouses, adapting to their morning preferences, or letting them set the pace on walks. It's not permissiveness, allowing anything, or being overly directive. Rather than commanding or lecturing, parents should step back while still maintaining necessary boundaries. Toddlers learn best through their senses: touching, smelling, hearing, tasting, and seeing. Instead of simply answering questions, parents can say, "Let's find out together," and explore through experiments, magnifying glasses, library visits, or talking to knowledgeable people. When children explore inappropriately, like emptying bookshelves, redirect their interest to appropriate activities rather than saying, "Don't touch." Toddlers are naturally curious about adult activities and want to be significant family members. Including them in cooking, tearing lettuce, rinsing vegetables, or laundry, pushing buttons, handling clothespins, transforms chores into shared activities. With toddlers, the tempo giusto, right speed, is typically much slower than adults are accustomed to. By slowing down, we allow children to explore cracks in the pavement and enjoy the process rather than rushing to a destination. The Montessori principle, help me to help myself, means setting up conditions for children's success, stepping in minimally but as necessary, allowing practice time, and showing acceptance. Teaching skills requires breaking tasks into small steps, demonstrating slowly without talking, and scaffolding complexity as children gain competence. Montessori distinguishes between imagination, using mental information to create possibilities, and fantasy, making up things that don't exist in reality. Young children under 6 struggle to differentiate between fantasy and reality, which is why Montessori focuses on concrete experiences first. Around age 2.5, children naturally begin pretend play based on real-life observations, playing family or baking pretend cookies. Observation means perceiving without judgment or analysis, like a video camera objectively recording situations. Rather than reacting immediately, observation allows parents to respond thoughtfully. By observing fine motor skills, gross motor development, communication patterns, cognitive interests, social interactions, emotional responses, eating and sleeping habits, independence signs, and clothing preferences, parents can follow their child's unique development path. Acting as our child's translator means interpreting their needs and feelings when they lack the words to express themselves. Using phrases like, "Are you trying to tell me?" helps decode behaviors. When they throw food on the floor, we might say, "Are you trying to tell me you're all finished?" While accepting our child's feelings completely, we must still set boundaries on behavior. As adults, we function as our toddler's undeveloped prefrontal cortex, stepping in to ensure safety and teach respectful interaction. We can validate feelings while limiting harmful actions. It's okay to disagree, but I can't let you hurt your brother. Rather than creating praise junkies with generic good job comments that function as extrinsic motivators, Montessori encourages developing intrinsic motivation. Instead of praise, offer specific feedback by describing what you see, "You took your plate to the kitchen," summing up with a meaningful word, "That's what I call independence," or describing your feelings, "It's a pleasure to walk into the living room when everything has been put away." Discipline comes from the Latin word disciplina, meaning teaching, learning. So we should consider what we're teaching our children through our disciplinary methods. Threats, bribes, and punishments provide only extrinsic motivation. Children cooperate to avoid punishment or gain rewards, but these methods rarely have long-term effects. They erode trust between parent and child, leading children to either cooperate out of fear or find sneaky ways to do what they want. Toddlers want input and control over situations. We can work with them by asking, "How can we solve the problem?" and developing solutions together. Even pre-verbal children can help solve problems, like bringing a sibling another toy when theirs is taken. For bigger issues, we can write a list of solutions, including silly ones, select one to try, and check if it's working. Involve toddlers by offering age-appropriate choices, which color t-shirt to wear, or how to move to the bath. Give information rather than commands. "The orange peel goes in the bin," instead of "Put the orange peel in the bin." Try using just one word, "shoes," to let them figure out what to do. Get their agreement by giving warnings and making plans together. "We're leaving in 5 minutes. Do you want to put your puzzle somewhere safe or finish it later?" Use positive language by telling children what they can do instead of what not to do. "We walk inside," rather than "no running." Speak with a respectful tone and attitude, checking that we're coming from a calm place. Ask for help with tasks to involve them. Say yes whenever possible, reserving no for safety concerns. "Yes, you can have another cracker when you finished this one." Toddlers need order, consistency, and predictability. Establish a few simple family rules focused on safety and peaceful coexistence. Too many creates a dictatorship. Examples include, "We are kind to each other," "We sit at the table to eat," "We contribute to the household," and "We engage in rough play by mutual consent." If a child refuses to cooperate despite our best efforts, we must follow through with kind, clear action. When they won't have their diaper changed, throw food, or refuse to leave the playground, acknowledge their feelings, but take action as a respectful leader. Use gentle handling, provide brief explanations, and ensure consequences are logical and age-appropriate, directly related to the behavior. When setting limits, children will likely be unhappy, so acknowledge their feelings and perspective. Rather than naming emotions directly, try guessing. It looks like, or are you feeling? Even if wrong, this helps them clarify their feelings. Sports testing, describing what's happening factually like a commentator, provides emotional distance and prevents jumping in to solve problems. When a toddler has a tantrum, they're communicating that something didn't go their way. First, help them calm down before addressing any misbehavior. As explained in The Whole Brain Child, a child who's upset has flipped their lid. Their rational brain isn't accessible, making reasoning ineffective. Offer comfort without forcing it. Some children want cuddles, others need space. Allow them to express all feelings safely rather than trying to stop the tantrum quickly. Once calm, help children take responsibility through restorative justice. How can we make this better? Have them pick up thrown items, help fix broken toys, or check if someone they hurt is okay. For young children, model making amends. Let's see if our friend is okay, or I'm sorry my child hurt you. Genuine apologies are more meaningful than forced ones. Toddlers flourish with regular, predictable patterns that create security. Rather than rigid schedules, a daily rhythm follows the same general sequence, helping children anticipate what comes next and easing transitions. These patterns should follow the child's energy and interests while providing structure. Daily care moments, dressing, meals, diaper changes, become opportunities for connection rather than tasks to rush through. Family rituals mark special moments and create lasting memories. These might center around birthdays, holidays, seasonal changes, or weekly traditions like special Sunday breakfasts. Children love the predictability of these events, and families with diverse backgrounds can blend traditions to create unique celebrations. Getting dressed and leaving home can become cooperative experiences rather than battles. Choose clothing that supports independence, elastic waistbands, large-necked shirts, Velcro shoes, and avoid restrictive items like overalls or skinny jeans. Create organized spaces with designated places for coats, shoes, and accessories. Teach dressing skills during relaxed times, like the Montessori coat flip technique. Mealtimes are opportunities for connection and learning that food nourishes both body and social relationships. The Montessori approach creates beautiful settings where children help prepare meals and set tables. Adults decide where, when, and what food is offered, while children choose how much to eat at their own pace, without distractions, bribes, or entertainment. Applying Montessori principles to sleep means creating restful environments where toddlers can be independent, whether in their own room or co-sleeping. Create a clear bedtime sequence and provide just enough support for them to fall asleep independently. Removing sleep crutches like rocking or feeding to sleep helps children learn to resettle themselves when they naturally wake during the night. While there are no official Montessori guidelines for brushing teeth, the approach emphasizes respectful relationships with toddlers. Let children lead by choosing when to brush and selecting their own toothbrush, but be clear that brushing is non-negotiable. Set up the environment for independence, brush alongside them as a model, and offer gentle assistance when needed. In Montessori, pacifiers are typically phased out within the first year. When helping toddlers give up pacifiers, we first restrict use to sleep times only, keeping it in a box by the bed when awake. We observe why they seek the pacifier at other times. Perhaps they need engagement for their hands, connection through cuddles, or help calming their nervous system. For a toddler, a new sibling can feel like their partner bringing home another partner, disruptive and threatening. We can prepare toddlers by discussing what life with a baby will be like, letting them connect with the baby before birth, and enjoying special time together before the change. When introducing siblings, put the baby down first so your attention is solely on the toddler. During early weeks, arrange help so you can spend one-on-one time with your toddler. Dr. Montessori emphasized the importance of adult self-preparation. This isn't about being perfect parents, but about becoming calm guides for our children. The parenting journey becomes almost spiritual as we grow alongside our children, showing them our process of learning, making mistakes, and improving. To nurture our families effectively, we must first nurture ourselves. Physical self-care includes good nutrition, regular movement, time outdoors, and personal moments of peace. We must acknowledge and release any guilt about prioritizing ourselves, reframing self-care as modeling healthy behavior for our children. Just as we wouldn't take a job without training, parenting benefits from continuous learning. This includes understanding child development, researching our child's unique needs, taking courses in positive discipline or communication, exploring varied resources, developing interests beyond parenting, and learning to trust our intuition alongside our analytical thinking. Morning and evening rituals significantly impact our parenting quality. Creating intentional routines helps us respond thoughtfully rather than reactively. Even waking just 30 minutes before the household allows precious quiet time for meditation, gratitude journaling, and setting daily intentions. Being present amid competing demands requires deliberate practice. Strategies include focusing on one task at a time, using notebooks to capture thoughts for later processing, using technology consciously by limiting interruptions, and actively calming the mind through mindfulness. Our toddlers, natural masters of present moment awareness, can be our greatest teachers. Observation, a core Montessori practice, helps us remove judgment from situations, see our children objectively, become more present, and connect by understanding their perspective. By focusing on factual observations rather than interpretations, we can respond thoughtfully rather than emotionally to challenging behaviors. We all have emotional buckets that need regular refilling to feel safe, secure, loved, and accepted. Taking responsibility for filling our own buckets through simple pleasures enables us to better fill our children's buckets. The most effective way to fill a child's bucket is through connection, creating feelings of belonging, significance, and acceptance. Our role as parents isn't to solve every problem for our children, but to support them as guides. A guide gives space for children to work things out themselves, remains available when needed, acts respectfully and clearly, helps children take responsibility, provides a rich environment to explore, listens attentively, and responds rather than react. While many life challenges can't be changed, we can acknowledge when difficulties result from our own choices. Whether it's maintaining a garden, paying high city rent, or funding alternative education, we can own these choices and their consequences. By removing shoulds from our vocabulary and owning our choices, we steer our life rather than fighting against circumstances. When we make mistakes, taking ownership is essential. On days when we lose patience or let someone down, we have an opportunity to apologize and reflect on better alternatives. I'm so sorry. I should not have. What I could have said, done, is. This teaches our children that mistakes are opportunities for growth and that no one, not even parents, is perfect. Implementing these ideas takes ongoing practice, like learning a new language. Even experienced Montessori teachers continue practicing these skills with their own children. The effort becomes easier and more natural with time, creating what Montessori called a very exciting and attractive picture: the child developing harmoniously and the adult improving himself at his side, a treasure that helps children become independent while giving us gifts of hope and light in return.